We'll go on now to do the meditation on loving kindness. In loving kindness, we're wishing others to have happiness and its causes. And so we have to think deeply about what happiness means, because there's different levels of happiness. So we're wishing others to have not only happiness of the senses, good food and clothes and shelter, but we're wishing them not only to have happiness of this life with friends and career fulfillment, happy family, serene environment, and so on. We're wishing them to have the happiness that comes through internal spiritual development, the happiness also that comes through being free of grudges and belligerence and spite. The happiness that comes through being able to forgive and apologize. The happiness that comes through being able to open our hearts in affection to others, no matter how they've treated us in return. The happiness that comes through seeing that every living being has the potential to actualize and realize and expose the clear light nature of their mind, the internal good nature of their mind. So as we're wishing others happiness, let's think deeply of the meaning of happiness, the various levels of happiness, the short-term happiness, but especially the long-term happiness that comes through internal growth. So here we start again first with our family and our friends. But actually, before we start with them, let's start with ourselves. And let's wish ourselves to be well and happy. And let's wish ourselves to have the temporal happiness, the good things of this life, as well as the deeper, long-lasting happiness that comes through spiritual development. Let's spend a minute or two wishing that kind of happiness for ourselves, imagining ourselves being happy, thinking in detail of the kind of happiness that we wish for ourselves. And then let's expand that wish for happiness to include our friends and family, thinking again of specific people and wishing them both the temporal happiness of this life, but also the long-term happiness that comes through spiritual growth. So as in all these meditations, make them very personal. Think of specific people that you generate these feelings towards. Here, in this case, your own family and friends. And really imagine them being happy. And then wish this happiness for the strangers, all the people, in the society, internationally, who contribute to our complex interdependent world, and who we receive benefit from. All these people who we don't know, who want happiness, who want to be free of suffering with the same intensity that we do. Let's also wish them to be happy. Both the happiness that comes from food and education and shelter and so forth this lifetime, and the happiness that comes through being free of ignorance, anger, and attachment. The happiness that comes through spiritual development. Let's imagine them being happy and really wish that for them. Thinking of all the different people who contributed to our survival You don't even know. And then let's think of the people that we don't get along with very well. And how they also want to be happy. They also want to be free of suffering. And that if they were happy, if they were satisfied, if they were free from the neurotic tendencies that propel them to do the things that we find troublesome, if they had that kind of happiness, then we'd all get along much better. So when we wish others happiness, it's not necessarily wishing that they have everything they want. Because sometimes people want things that, in fact, destroy their own happiness. For example, alcohol or other substances that are then abused. When we wish people happiness, we're not necessarily wishing that they have everything they want. We're wishing that they have the things they need for survival, and that they have the circumstances in their life where they can recognize their own inner potential, so that they can recognize the fruitlessness of the destructive behavior, so that they can generate a sense of positive self-worth and confidence and make their lives meaningful. And so that kind of happiness we can certainly wish for everybody. No matter whether they helped us or harmed us or been neutral towards us. So here, concentrate especially on the people who we have difficulty with and wanting them to be happy and free of suffering. And let's let that feeling of love spread to all living beings throughout the universe, whoever they are, whatever they're experiencing. And so by feeling that affection and interconnection and love wishing them to be happy, compassion wishing them to be free of suffering, just hold those feelings in the mind. Let the mind and the heart resting. Let those feelings become our nature. And then to conclude, let's dedicate all the positive energy and potential that we've accumulated through our meditation. And let's imagine sending that out, dedicating it to the welfare of each and every living being, ourselves and all others.